by listening to the Way of Truth broadcast. This service originates in the radio studios of the Church of God in Hagerstown, Maryland, United States of America. This is Avner Craig speaking, and we invite you to stay with us. We trust in the Lord and use our broadcast to be a blessing to you. We open the service with the selection, The Name of Jesus. Jesus, the name that God honors above all other names. And it is in His name that we are to pray. Our Heavenly Father, in the precious name of Jesus, we do come to You, thankful for the privilege of sharing the gospel with this precious people today. We know that You love everyone And that's why you gave your only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but should have everlasting life. So may thy blessings be upon us and upon our congregation. Get honor and glory to yourself through our efforts. This we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Continuing our service now with the selection, A Child of God. On this broadcast, we have the privilege of sharing with you a message preached by Brother Harley McClung, pastor of the Church of God Universal in Craigsville, West Virginia. As Brother Harley comes to bring us the message, I trust the Lord will bless him and you, Brother Harley.
I would like this morning to take my thoughts from Isaiah chapter 3 and verse 10, and also Psalms 128 verses 1 and 2. Isaiah said, "Say ye to the righteous, that it shall be well with him, for they shall eat the fruit of their doings." And Psalm says, "Blessed is everyone that feareth the Lord, that walketh in his ways. For thou shalt eat the labor of thine hands, happy shalt thou be, and it shall be well with thee." So I would like to entitle my thoughts this morning, "It shall be well with the righteous." Righteous means morally upright in character, virtuous in manner of living. Righteousness exalts a nation, but sin is a reproach to any people. What a wonderful promise God has made us. And God is faithful and able to keep and fulfill every promise. But let us understand that this and every promise is conditional. Isaiah said, "It is well with the righteous." that is, those regenerated through the new birth, those that have been washed in the blood of the Lamb, those that have been cleansed from all unrighteousness, those that have taken part in the righteousness of Christ. Isaiah is not speaking of self-righteousness. Self-righteousness in God's sight are as filthy rags, nor is he speaking about becoming religious. He's talking about being translated out of the kingdom of darkness and into the kingdom of God's dear Son. It shall be well with the righteous in all seasons of life. In the springtime, that is, childhood and youth, thou art the God of my youth. Jeremiah 3:4 tells us, wilt thou not from this time cry unto me, my Father? Thou art the God of my youth. It is one's youth that influences are set in motion that may never die. In youth, habits and character are formed that govern one's future. Proverbs 22:6 says, train up a child in the way that he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it. The first commandment with promise is found in Ephesians 6:1-3. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor thy father and mother, which is the first commandment with promise, that it may be well with thee, and thou mayest live long upon the earth. In life's summer, mankind's busy season, evil days have come, and this brings the stormy period, perhaps, of one's life. Life is crowded with toil, care, problems of responsibility, adversity, and many times disappointments. It's here that we all need or have needed all to be well with us. It's here that the Lord's safety, the safety net and guidance through a righteous life and from the dangerous period is so greatly needed. And then we come to life's autumn, that is the declining years. This is the fruit gathering season. Thou shalt eat the fruit of thy doings, eat the labor of thine hands. Galatians 6:7-8 says, be not deceived. God is not mocked. Whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. For he that soweth to the flesh shall of the flesh reap corruption. But he that soweth to the Spirit shall of the Spirit reap life everlasting. It shall be well for the righteous in every in every part of one's life, in relation to ourself, individually and personally. We live well in relation to the home and family. Domestically, we live well. In relation to society, socially, we will live well. In relation to the community, state, and nation, as a citizen, we will live well. In relation to our business, practically, we live well. In relation to the church, religiously, we will live well. In relation to our Lord and eternal God, spiritually, we will live well. It shall be well in every condition of our life, in prosperity, even in adversity, in wealth or poverty. It will be well with our soul or with the soul of the righteousness in health or sickness, amidst favorable and pleasant surroundings, or unfavorable and unpleasant, it shall be well. When we're applauded or persecuted, Jesus' example, Paul's example, we can clearly see that it was indeed well with Paul's soul and all that he showed to us as an example. In joy or sorrow, in the calm or in the storm, in easy sailing or severe temptations or fiery trials, it shall be well with the righteous. There will be difficulties aplenty, sure. Everyone suffers or deals with difficult situations, yes. Faith, though, enables us, or the righteous, to triumph over them all. Fruit of the flesh, fruit of those that are unrighteous, also deal with situations and problems. Galatians chapter 5, verses 19 to 21, we read, "Now the works of the flesh are manifest, which are these: adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lasciviousness, adultery, witchcraft, hatred, variance, emulations, wrath, strife, seditions, heresies, envyings, murders, drunkenness, revelings, and such like," those things that are akin to all of the things mentioned above, "all the which I tell you before, as I have also told you in time past, they that do such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God." In other words, those that do such thing, it will not be well with their soul. "The righteous shall eat the good of the land. They shall pluck the fruits of a well-spent life." Galatians 5, 22 to 25, "But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law. And they that are Christ have crucified the flesh and the affections and lust. If we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit." This is the glory of manhood's reward. Then we come to life's winter, that is, old age. Now, the chilly blast of winter are blowing. A hoary head, a tottering step, a leaning on a staff, a bending towards the grave. But for the righteous, it shall be well. It's here that righteousness is a crown of glory to the aged. Here victory has been experienced, and final victory is in sight. Just as Paul said, "I have fought a good fight. I have kept the faith, and I have finished my course. Therefore, there is a crown of righteousness laid up for me, and not only for me, but all those that love His appearing." Here, the fruit of well-being is anchoring the soul of the righteous. Here, the fruit of the righteous pleasures one ever so greatly. It's here that one realizes the truth stated, "Happy shall thou be." All things work together for those that love the Lord, Paul said. Even affections work for us as far more exceeding an eternal weight of glory. That's why Paul said in Romans 8 and 18, "For I reckon that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared to the glory which shall be revealed in us." It shall be well in the solemn hour of death. There surely will be a golden sunset of a well-spent life for the righteous. It is written, "Precious in the sight of the Lord is the death of His saints." Lord, thou lettest thou thy servant depart in peace. So said Simon, "I am now ready, a desire to depart, which is far better," Paul said. "Lord Jesus, receive my spirit," Stephen said, as he was about to lay down his life. These are successful endings to the lives of righteous men in bygone days. It shall be well with the righteous through all of eternity, after death, in the resurrection, at the judgment, and through the ceaseless ages of eternity. It pays to live right and righteous in the sight of Almighty God. Paul said, "Awake to righteousness and sin not." Jesus said, Blessed are they that hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. So we can indeed live a righteous life in this sin-sick, sin-cursed world that we live in. God has made it all possible through His Son to come and redeem us from that life of sin we sold ourselves to and give us the power and all that we need to live right in all parts of our life, in the springtime, in the last days. God has given us the means by which we can live righteous and holy and acceptable, a justified life in His sight all the days of our life. So here this morning, I trust that what we have said that has been meaningful to you and has brought you to the place where you can see it shall be well with the righteous. God bless you.
And peace like a river attendeth my way. When sorrows I see billows roll, whatever my heart thou hast taught me to say, it is well.
Thank you, Brother Harley. Brother Harley McClung, pastor of the Church of God Universal in Craigsville, West Virginia, bringing us the message today on the Way of Truth broadcast. We certainly trust that the message was a blessing to you, and if it was, why not write and let us know? Our postal address is the Way of Truth broadcast, Post Office Box 88, Hagerstown, Maryland, 21741, USA. That's the Way of Truth broadcast, Post Office Box 88, Hagerstown, Maryland, 21741, USA. Now, our email address is truth@fred.net, truth@fred.net. And our fax number, 301-739-7173, 301-739-7173, our fax number. And our webpage address, www.wayoftruth.org. And I will remind you again that you can read our monthly Way of Truth magazine there on our webpage. And also, you can listen to a past broadcast if you missed one or would like to hear it over. We have an archive of both our broadcast and our magazine. And our webpage address again, www.wayoftruth.org. Also, we would like to invite you, if at all possible, to be with us in our church services, for they are broadcast live over the internet. On Sunday morning, our morning service begins 20 minutes before 11. In the evening, our evening service begins at 6. And then our midweek service, Wednesday evening at 7. Our webpage address again, www.wayoftruth.org. And now, this is Avenue Craig inviting you to tune in the station next week for another Way of Truth broadcast. And until then, may the Lord's blessings abide upon each and every one of you, is our sincere prayer.